Hi, my name is Elle, and this is Unsingular. Hello, tell me how you're doing. I hope that you're smiling getting this audio today. I know that the last couple of weeks has been super duper intense for me when it comes to my career, my life, my headspace, my emotions. Just generally speaking, I've been navigating a whole lot as a single mother, but I came out victorious, you guys. My head is above water. I'm no longer drowning or choking. So let's get into it. Today, I really want to talk about the importance of understanding your negotiables and your non-negotiables. This is very important because I never thought about establishing, and it comes down to your boundaries. I never thought about establishing my boundaries with the understanding of areas that I have some leeway or I have some level of compromise and areas that are non-compromisable until I started really going through life and experiencing different things in life. And it really changes you. It helps you understand yourself better. It helps you connect with who you are better, which is why I want to talk about it, because I feel like I didn't even think that way. So negotiables are things that in any relationship, whether it's platonic, whether it's romantic, whether it's just a professional relationship, negotiables are areas where you're like, okay, this would be nice. However, I'm willing to compromise. And then your non-negotiables are areas where those are absolutely necessary for your mental, psyche, emotional, and physical well-being. I'll give you an example. In a romantic relationship, for instance, if your non-negotiable is, I absolutely need someone who loves God, and you end up marrying somebody who doesn't practice religion in the way you do, or maybe doesn't go to the church you do, or doesn't express themselves the way you do when it comes to religion, you might have some issues there. So today I want to focus on non-negotiables. All right, so the first non-negotiable is religion. I think it's very important in any romantic relationship to think about how you want to proceed when it comes to your choices of religion. So if you're a Christian, and you know, even in Christianity itself, there's so many different facets. There's Christians that are non-denominational, there's Catholics, there's Presbyterians. Unfortunately, we all identify very differently because it's hard to see somebody who is a hardcore Catholic going to a non-denominational church. So I think it's very important to understand that if a religion is a non-negotiable, it is extremely hard, especially once kids are involved, to say, okay, let's kind of switch, right? Now, keep in mind that sometimes our negotiables and non-negotiables evolve as we grow up, as we be adults, as we go through different seasons of life. So don't feel like, okay, this is my skeleton and it will never be broken. But just keep in mind that in that season that you're going through at that moment, if you're true to yourself, you will eventually realize that those non-negotiables that are being met are literally going to boost you, your overall person. All right. So that was pertaining more to romantic relationships. So let's talk about friendships. In any kind of friendship, if one of your non-negotiables is gossip, for example, I would say for me, a non-negotiable in a true friendship is back talking. If I determine that someone is my friend, we have to have each other's backs. Now, there are people who that's a non-negotiable for them. That's a negotiable for them. Excuse me. So if you have a friend who you cannot trust what they say when you're not around, and that's something that is a non-negotiable for you, it comes down to trust or loyalty or honesty. Again, it ties into your values. So think about your non-negotiables as your core values, literally things that affect your well-being directly. So that's one thing to talk about. If you have friends that are gossipers, backstabbers, etc., and find pleasure speaking negatively about you when you're not around, and that's affecting you, it's important to establish those boundaries. And honestly, I'm at a point in life where I'm starting to realize that it's okay not to be friends with everyone. I used to take it very personally. If someone didn't like me, I'd be like, dang, why don't they like me? What can I do? And now I'm just like, I bet, bye. Like, you do you, I do me. So I feel like it comes down to if we can't meet each other's, you know, core values, if we can't respect those boundaries, then it is okay to go through life understanding that that person is there, but they mean nothing to you. And that sounds intense, but that applies to multiple things, multiple people in life. So that's an example for a friendship relationship. All right. So a professional relationship is one place that I feel like we don't really talk about our boundaries when it comes to professional boundaries. People just think about the big stuff like sexual harassment, assault, blah, 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 maybe your pay. But, you know, understanding that, for example, for me, I have quit projects because my non-negotiables were being violated. I'll give you an example. Respect at work is essential to me. I used to be a U.S. soldier, an active duty soldier. I was in the Army for over 9 years. And one thing that I really struggled with when it comes to the Army culture was respect and was being treated like an adult. Because generally speaking, being in the U.S. military, you get talked to anyhow, you know, just because sometimes it's all about taking orders. You just take the order. You don't really think about, how does this make you feel? Am I being polite? It's like, this is the order and your answer is yes, roger that. Now, I did not like that because I don't like being told what to do, frankly. And that's something that I learned later on in life. And so switching over to the civilian side, when I start to experience stuff like that, where I feel disrespected or I feel belittled or talked down to, that's a non-negotiable in a professional space for me, period. Because I feel like it, and you know, keep in mind that your non-negotiables can vary based on what situation you're in. So a non-negotiable for me in a romantic relationship versus a platonic relationship versus a professional relationship are totally different things. So let's think about being very intentional with where our headspace is, how we're feeling. Do we wake up every day and say, wow, I really enjoy the person I'm with right now. I really enjoy this relationship that I'm in. I really enjoy the friendships that are in my life. I really enjoy my job. Or do we not? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. The bill's going to get paid. But your well-being, your mental health, your psyche, if those things are destroyed, there's no amount of money that can replace those. Okay. So I just really wanted to talk about those three big things. Let's think about our non-negotiables when it comes to those three areas of our life. And let's start to be intentional, thinking about how we can shift things. How can I make sure that I'm in a relationship that's healthy for me, that respects my values and my boundaries, whether it's work, friends, or a lover. All right. With that said, thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. I'm happy to talk about non-negotiables more or negotiables more.